Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
Well, first of all, who am I talking to?
This is a third-party call center. We answer the phone for over 100 companies that sell products. So for me to assist you, I will need to find an order in your name. Is that what you're calling about, an order?
Well, it showed up on my computer, and I don't recall ever ordering anything. That's why I'm trying to figure out who it's from.
Okay. I will need to assist you by finding that order first. May I have your zip code?
47348.
Your first and last name?
Linda Vincent.
Okay, Ms. Vincent. I do see an order in your name. Would you verify your address, and then I can share what I see here?
503 East Van Cleve, Hartford City, Indiana, apartment 10.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so on this account, I see where you looks like you were trying to win the KitchenAid mixer, and you joined the membership.
I don't want to join any membership, honey. I'm 84 mm-hmm. years old. I can't afford to. I didn't know I was joining anything. I'm sorry.
I see. Okay. Well, the company will allow me to close out the account for you. Give me one moment.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I have the account closed out. The company can't use your account anymore.
Well, are they going to refund my $39.99 that they took out of my checking account?
Well, that's a valid charge according to the company, but what I will do is check with my supervisor to see what she can do for you, okay?
Because I can't, like I just said, I would never have ordered something or bought something or was going to buy something that I had to go on a membership. Like I said, I'm 84, and I'm on a fixed income, and there's just no way I can afford that. So if they would put that back in my account, that would be so appreciated.
Okay, let me check. One moment.
All right, thank you. That's $40.
Okay, so I did check with my supervisor, and she did say the company would allow us to give you a 35% refund on the charges you've incurred. So 35% of that $39, we would credit back to your account. The account is already closed, so they can't use this account anymore.
Well, so how am I going to get this money back?
It will credit back to the card that was charged, the MasterCard.
Okay.
All right. Give me one moment.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. One more moment.
All right.
So the refund will be posted to the card in 3 to 5 business days. You will get an email at the email address that we have on file, lindav0713@gmail.com. You'll get the email first, and then you'll see the credit to the card.
And how much is that going to be?
$14.
That's all they're going to give me back is $14?
Yes, ma'am. That would be 35% back. That's what the company would allow as far as a refund as a courtesy.
Well, there was nothing on anything that I saw on my computer that said I was joining something. So this is what I'm saying. This is just kind of sounds like it's kind of a ripoff. Like they get you in there because I would never, like I said, I'm 84 and I'm on a fixed income, and I would never have ordered anything that I was going to get for a $2 price, and they're charging me $39.99 to join something, and there's nothing. They didn't say anything about that on that call.
Yes, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but that's all I can see is the details of the order. It does say that you authorized the charge to join the membership and everything. But I can only go back to my supervisor.
Now, what are we talking about? Maybe we're talking about something different. What are you reading? What are you reading on what website?
So
are you reading?
When you order the KitchenAid mixer, you are also authorized them to let you try this membership. But now the trial period has ended, and they're charging you the full price and put you in the membership now. So,
well,
what I can do, Well, that's all we can see, ma'am, on the order. But my supervisor is saying now that she would allow me to give you half of that money back, so I can go ahead and increase it to half, 50% of the refund back to your card.
Well,
and of course that would be
$20. I don't want $20. I don't want $17. I want the $39.99 because that is not right. That is not that's not right. Let me speak to the supervisor.
Okay, one moment.
No, you're not giving me half of it.
Okay, so she's now saying that we'll go ahead as a courtesy give you the full $39.99, but the account will be closed and the company will she'll be able to justify the reason. Clearly, you probably missed the terms and conditions, but she wanted me to reiterate to you the importance of reading those terms and conditions because you did authorize it. But she's going to go ahead and allow me to refund the $39. So you'll get two refunds.
Okay.
The $14 has already been requested, and then I'll go ahead and increase it to the full amount. So give me one more moment. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so again, you'll see the refund email, and then you'll see the credit back to your card in 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Thank you
very
much. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.